This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is continuing to defend his decision to allow surveillance of people in the United States with suspected ties to terrorism. Speaking this morning at a White House press conference, the president said he has the authority to allow such eavesdropping.
After September the 11th, one question my administration had to answer was how, using the authorities I have, how do we effectively detect enemies hiding in our midst and prevent them from striking us again? We know that a two-minute phone conversation between somebody linked to Al-Qaeda here and an operative overseas could lead directly to the loss of thousands of lives.
President Bush speaking this morning at the White House. Joining me now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Juan, what arguments did the president make for authorizing his secret spying program, other than what we've just heard?
Well, he said first and foremost that he believes it was authorized by the Constitution under provisions of the Constitution that say that the chief executive has an obligation to protect the citizens of the United States. Secondly, he said it was authorized by the Senate vote that allowed him to go to war against Al-Qaeda in Iraq. So his feeling was that in both counts, he was acting within the law. He then went on, Renee, to make a second point, which is to say that these phone calls were either phone calls based from an international basis, made from overseas or made from the United States to an overseas destination. He said there were no surveillance of phone calls between, for example, Los Angeles and Houston, although he said that if the need arose, that he thought that they would be able to do such a thing.
In that news conference this morning, the president was also asked if he'd made any major mistakes in his handling of the war in Iraq. And here's some of what he had to say.
It wasn't a mistake to go into Iraq. It was the right decision to make. I think that, John, there's going to be a lot of analysis done on the decisions on the ground in Iraq. For example, I'm fully aware that some have said it was a mistake not to put enough troops there immediately. Or more troops. I made my decision based upon the recommendations of Tommy Frank, and I still think it was the right decision to make.
And so on, over the last several days, the president has launched a new campaign to win public support for the war. This was one of several, speeches to the nation that he's made, this press conference. How's he doing?
Well, you know, Renee, you're exactly right. I mean, this is the fifth speech that he's made, I think it's in 19 days, going back to the end of November. Sunday night was the first time he did it on network TV. And the change in tone is noticeable. Here he is really trying now to address the critics for the first time, to engage critics rather than to ignore them. So you see a slightly more conciliatory, more humble president. Last night, Sunday night, in his speech, he said that he knows there are critics who say that it's not worth another dime or another day. But he says the commanders on the ground, the troops on the ground disagree. He says he knows the war is controversial, but he asks for patience, and he asks people not to give in to defeatism, as he knows they're honest critics, but he says there's a difference between critics and people who would give in to despair and to defeatism. So this is a new tactic that the White House is engaging. The question is it working? So far, his approval numbers have gone up slightly over the course of this campaign. It's now up to about 42%. It was down to 37% when it began. It's still not any strong vote of confidence in continuing the war effort.
Well, just briefly, do we know what's next with the president?
Well, I mean, right now on his agenda is trying to get the Patriot Act renewed. You know, the Patriot Act, Renee, is supposed to expire December 31st. The Congress has now said they're going to filibuster and hold off. So I think the president wants to put pressure, and that's where his effort will go in the next few days.
One NPR's senior correspondent, Juan Williams, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.